Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Chof Daled in the Iz V'Hodr edition. Perek Sheni starting Halacha Vav in the second line in Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah. Al Shalosh Averus Hanoshim Meisos B'Shas L'Dosom. There's three Averus that cause a woman to die, according to the Gius of our Mishnah, in the time of childbirth. Al Sheinim Zirus B'Nido B'Chalo U'Bad Lokas Aner. These are the three Averus. Nido, not being careful. Nido, not being careful with a fresh chalo, and not being careful with a lokas aner on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Al shon shaveirus and noshamesos v'chule. Is tani tani yelodos. Some have the girso not yolders giving birth, but yelodos young. And is tani tani yolders. Some say yolders giving birth. Mandama yelodos. One who says girls, young girls, tani b'shem abyudu b'avoyin and edorim aboni meis. Meaning the pshat and the mishnah will be that for three averus the woman do, their young children die. Where do we find the young children die because of their parents? We find by nedarim, that when someone's not careful on nedarim, so his children die. Matama, what's the source the children die for nedarim? Lashav hi kesi is benechem. That's Loshon HaPasuk. So lashav means iski shav. Someone who does a neder lashav. So then there's a claw that his children will die. Uman dema yodus, the one who says it goes based on birth, why, when they give birth, they die for the Averus? Why not in other times? Because in time of Sakana, that's when the Sotar comes up and he does Kitchuk and he says, this woman was not careful with these Averus. When in the time of Sakana, that's when you have the Kitchuk. And the Gemara now is going to bring many examples that we see that there's more of a danger and more of a Kitchuk in the time of Sakana. Pinchos of Yirmi B'Shem Abchia Barbo. See, if it says in the Pasuk, before they go to war, so they're going to stand in front of Elazar HaKoyin and they're going to ask a question, the Mishpat of the Urim. It didn't say in the order of the Urim. Mishpat Urim. Mishpat's a Mishpat, Mishpat's a judgment. When Amisol go out to war, so then Shemal sit down and decide, will they win the war or will they be conquered, will they be defeated? Because in time of Sakana, when people go to war, that's when they check, maybe now they deserve to get punished. You go to war, make sure not to have any dovaro, meaning the person should not have a see something which is tummy. When you don't go to war, you don't have to have it. Why did it say only when you go to war? So the Satan has a kitruk and challenges when there is a time of sakana, so you have to be extra careful at that time. Regarding Binyamin, Yaakov tells his children, I'm not going to let you take Binyamin because maybe a danger will happen on the way. Why? If something happens, maybe it will happen at home as well. You're on the way, it's a time of danger. Now you have a kitruk. The Pasuk speaks here regarding Chizkiyah. That when Chizkiyah had, the war came in front of Chizkiyah, so he said this is a time of a tzorah techecho na'atzo. So we talk about there, with this guy named Rav Sheko, and Rav Sheko spoke bad against the Kodesh Boch. So that's a na'atzo, understood. It was a tzorah because they came to war. But why is it a techecho? Hayir ma'achir loy? Why the techecho means is you get from Shemaim techecho when you need it. Time of danger, that's when the Sotam comes to do a kitruk. Rav Aivu by Nagi Ksiv, be shoftoi yetze rosho. Tov the Melech says, when I come to judgment, I'll come out as a rosho. Yetze tzadik ain't ksiv kan, el be shoftoi yetze rosho. Why are you so sure you'll become a rosho in the din? And when Tov the Melech is in time of danger, he knows that now the kitruk will be stronger. Omer Abba Barbino, you have a big piece of wood going from one roof to another roof. Even if it's very wide, don't walk on it. Walking on a wood piece of wood that doesn't have any railings to it, it's a sakana, and then the sultan can come. Meaning a house which is about to fall. Tenistis means a lender who's coming to extract money. In other words, the Malach Moves now has what to take from. Dichtiv, Yeshi Moves Aleimoy. What does he see? Movis aleimor. Come on, the tamer ki tasheber acho masas mumo. Yeshi is loshon of halva of when a person, when a lender has the right to take his money out, and that's what he's doing with malacha movis when he's a place of danger. There's three places where the sotan is motzi. He's very common there to do kitchuk. Someone's walking on his own in a danger place, in a dangerous way. Someone is sleeping in a dark home on his own where the mazikim are. Someone who travels in the big sea, meaning going, he's sailing in the sea. Now that it says in the pasuk, Kerma Hashem anoisin biyam derech. Paul says, I put away in the sea. So then, if a person would go into the sea, he would right away die. It's not a place for a human being. Paul says, he made a way in the sea that people can be able to sail in the sea. Meaning the pasuk says, here's a way in the sea, but not, when is the way in the sea? Not the entire year. That's from Shavuos until Sukkot, when it's summer and when the water is relaxed. But from Sukkot until Hanukkah, then Mayim Azim Nesivo, then there's very strong water, it's very dangerous that you can't go into the water. Chaim says, after Hanukkah, even more so that you can't go into the water at all. He said, Uvdo Ava Be'Asya, there was a story in Asya. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Asabai Mifush Min Chago Ve'ad Chanukoso. Someone wanted a sail between Sukkot and Hanukkah. Chamte chado matroina. This woman saw him. Omer lei kadoy mifrashim. Now is the time to sail. It chazi lei avur. His father came to him in his dream. Vegan kvur loy solo. He told the pasuk, "You will not be buried." It means you'll drown and you won't have a burial. Veloy shama lo ladin velo ladin. Did not listen to them. Vehozil beyomo, and he drowned in the sea. Rav koyin achuy de avchir barbo have porish. He would sail a lot. He wanted a sail between Sukkot and Chanukah. He told his brothers to daven for him. Omer lei in de tzalisi aloch. I said, I'm going to daven for you. In chamitu tzibur mitzayin lemitro lo titraches atzosi. But if you see the tzibur davening for rain, meaning they're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain, don't rely on me. Why? Because it becomes rainy, and it's the rainy season, it's dangerous to be in the sea. Ha the at koto lulavach ktor ragloch. When you tie up your lulav, which means after Sukkot, so then don't go in the sea. Tie up your legs and stay at home. Selim wal sheinam zeiros benidu b'chalav lokasaner. The three averus: the woman die and tie on childbirth. So the more explains. Adam rishon domoy shel oilom. He was the blood of the world. I mean, he was the ikar of the world. Dichtiv vein yalim minoritz. Came out a special rain to do what? To bring rain to the world, so Kishbuk could create the Adam. So the world was preparing to have the Adam Arishon. There was a rain of the world came just to create Adam. Vigarma loy chavo mison. Chavo caused him to die. The vigar mosru mitzvah nida leisha. That's why she needs to take care of nida. Why? Because Adam Arishon is called the blood of the world, which is the chayus of the world. So she has a mitzvah to do with blood as well. Ubichal, the mitzvah of chavo is why? Adam Arishon chaloto oiro lo ilamoyo. He was a Chal Ta'ayimah. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Adam and created from the Adama like creating Adam. Dechtiva Yitzah Hashem Elokim So Adam offer min Adama. He's creating offer like he's doing dough. V'tai kai domar Rav Yosi Barak Tzioso. And this goes like Rav Yosi Barak Tzioso said, Kivan Cheishim V'kashkesh Esoso V'mayim Imagmas Chaloso. Meaning, the minute you put water into the flour, you can really do chal enough to wait for it to be dough. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put water into the earth, and right away created Adam Rishon, meaning created chal, meaning the water and the sand got together, similar to what we do in chal, when water and flour get together. So he's considered to be a chal. So chal caused him to die. That's why a woman has to do chal to fix the chet of chal. What's the idea of lighting the candle? Adam Rishon neiru shelo ilamoyo. Adam Rishon is the candle of the world. Shema neiru loikim nishmas Adam. So the neshama of Adam is a neir. Adam Rishon was the main candle of the world. V'karmu lo chava miso. And chava caused him to die. Lafika masu mitzas neir leisha. That's why she gets the mitzvah of lokas neir to fix this thing that she caused. So meaning these three mitzvahs of nido, chala, lokas neir, or to fix the three things that chava caused, to cause the blood of the world, the challah of the world, and the nair of the world to go away, to die, and therefore these are the mitzvahs that a woman has. Concludes the Gemara, Tanya b'Yisroim, Shloisha divkei misohem. There's three things that bring death quickly. V'shloishtom yisru leisha. The third three of them were given to a woman. Feiler mitzvahs nido, mitzvahs chalo, mitzvahs adloko. These three mitzvahs, that then a woman is being tested at the time of childbirth, and it can bring her to death, and brings her closer to death when she's not careful in one of these three mitzvahs. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Chof Dalet.